Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear viewers, to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are celebrating the auspicious birth of one of these great personalities of Islam by the name of Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam. Abbas ibn Ali, of course, was the son of the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And to talk about Hazrat Abbas ibn Ali, we have invited on the talk show Sayyid Behbahani. So let's go ahead and welcome him and start our discussion. Sayyid Behbahani, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the talk show.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sayyid. Wa alaikum assalam, dear viewers, and congratulations for such a beautiful day. Yes, Sayyid.
Yes, so Sayyid Behbahani, of course, you know, one of the occasions in the holy month of Sha'ban is the birth of Abbas ibn Ali, His Eminence, Hazrat Abbas ibn Ali. And so we thought that, well, you know, why not we have a little bit of a talk show? Normally we talk about his shahadat, his martyrdom, in the land of Karbala on the day of Ashura with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But here I think, you know, we wanted to talk a little bit about his birth, his wilada, and the happy parts of his life and the rest of his life as well. So with that, in the name of Allah, please, would you start?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen that we have this tawfiq, we have this blessing to talk about Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Well, Brother Sayyid, everybody knows the history behind the marriage of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Ummul Banin, which Imam Ali alayhi salam asked to his brother Aqil, who was a genealogist, who was a specialist in knowing the tribes and different characteristics of the tribes. So he asked his brother to find a woman for him in order to give birth to strong and warrior children.
Right. So courageous, brave children.
Brave and strong children. So Aqil find Ummul Banin from the one of the tribe that they were popular for their bravery and a warrior man. So Ummul Banin alayhi salam, she gave birth to four sons. Names as Abbas ibn Ali, which was the oldest son, and own Ja'far and Abdullah. So for sure one of the questions might be raised that why Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam is one of the more noticed children among other brothers.
Right. For sure,
there is some characteristic of Hazrat Abbas that we could point out. For example, he was the oldest one. He was the one that had the chance to fight alongside Imam Ali alayhi salam. Even in the Battle of Safan, just remembered one of the incidents is that Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the beginning war, where the soldiers start doing war one on one, sent Hazrat Abbas with covering his face to not showing who he is, and if I remember, he killed first and second person that he was fighting with, and people were asking, who is it that he's fighting exactly like Imam Ali alayhi salam?
Right.
So back then he was probably around 15, 16 years old.
Right. So
one of the very special characteristics about Hazrat Abbas is that his resemblance in bravery and strength to Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Right. If I add really quick, because before we cross the... So in the Battle of Safin, one of the things that the army, the enemy's army said was that they put a condition upon Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes.
They said he cannot come onto the battlefield. He said, right, because they were afraid of Imam Ali.
For sure.
Knew that if he came into the battlefield, you know, the story is finished, just as Badr and Uhud and Khaybar. And so they said that we put a condition that you don't come to the battlefield. And so Imam Ali, for some reason, accepted. He said, okay, I won't go into the battlefield, in this one-on-one fighting. And so when they said, sent Hazrat Abbas, he also had this face covering.
Exactly.
And they said, oh, look, today we finally caught Ali lying.
Yeah, exactly.
They say, look, Ali has come onto the battlefield. And so when they removed the niqab, they said, no, this is Hazrat Abbas, 14, 15 years old. Yes.
Alayhi salam. Yes. So another characteristic of Hazrat Abbas that was more noticed is that he was alongside with Imam Hassan, fighting the battle that Imam Hassan went to alongside Imam Hussein, and he was the flag bearer of Imam Hussein in the incident of Karbala.
Yes.
He has a very also close relationship. He was a very gentle and kind person with the children of Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan. Wow. He has a really close relationship with an uncle, and the children, they were seeing their uncle as a very kind and gentle person. And he was, as Imam Baqir says, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in one of the riwayat, that our uncle has a nafiz al-basira, has very, very deep insight, right, understanding of the right truth, and sulb al-iman, that means very strong iman, powerful belief.
Mashallah.
And at the end, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says he went through the calamities and passed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through calamities alongside with his brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the best way as possible.
Right.
This is a ma'soom that says about Imam, right, about Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam.
Infallible,
exactly.
Yes,
so, but all these characteristics that we could dissect and talk about it in probably lectures and books, if you put it aside, one of the most important characteristic that actually give value to other characteristic and make it accepted in Allah's eyes is his devotion, is his loyalty,
right,
is his basically obedience towards his Imam of Time.
Mm-hmm. And in the Urdu language, they call him, in an honorific title, they call him Shahanshah-e Wafa.
Oh,
meaning the king of loyalty and the king of devotion. Yes.
Mashallah. So, if we want to know how Hazrat Abbas became such a person, for sure, if we say, okay, this is the son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he was raised by Imam Ali, okay, we agree upon that. But there was another aspect that also we believe that everyone, in everyone's life, has a strong impact, and that's the education and basically characteristic and attributes that you get from your mother.
Right, subhanAllah.
So if you look at Umm al-Baneen, which is mother of these four sons that were martyred in Karbala,
yes,
and we look at the characteristic, we see that, for example, it's been said in the narration that in the beginning of her life with Imam Ali alayhi salam, she right away said to Imam Ali, not calling me Fatima.
Right, and which is what her name was. Her name
is Fatima. Yeah, her name is Fatima. And they asked the reason, and that was because she didn't want that, you know, the calamity and the hardship that the children of Fatima al-Zahra, Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan, Zainab, they went through because of the shahada of their mother, so right, that they're repeatedly hearing the name of their mother and they might get sad. So she was always putting the Fatima's children in front of her own children.
In front of her own children, yes.
Even after the martyrdom of, after the incident of Karbala, of martyrdom of her four sons, when Bashir, one of the representatives of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when he was coming to Medina, he was going faster than the tribe to get to the Medina and inform Medina people about the coming of the, you know,
the caravan
of Imam Sajjad with Hazrat Zainab and what's happened in Karbala, so they've been noticed and they know in advance what's happened. When Bashir got to Umm al-Baneen right away asked what's happened with Imam Hussein. What you have news about Imam Hussein?
It's interesting, she didn't ask Hazrat Abbas.
Not even.
Or my four other sons, three other sons.
Yes.
And she said, what is the news on Hussein?
And instead of saying what happened with Imam Hussein, in the riwayah, in the narration that I was looking at, Bashir, said that your son Abbas got martyred.
Mm. Right.
You know? And she again ask about the Imam Hussein, and he continued and naming other sons of her that they got martyred, and
yes,
informing her about the martyrdom of her sons. But she still keep asking for what happened with Hussein, and at the end, repetitively, she said that all my sons be sacrificed for Imam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you see this devotion, you see this basically obedience, this this basically loyalty that the mother had towards
right,
Ahlul Bayt, towards Ma'sumin, towards the Imam of her time, Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan. So this is why this sense, this attribute was transmitted to the son.
Right.
And that's how she educated her own sons.
Yes.
So when we, let's go.
Well, no, I was just going to say, this is such a refreshing perspective on women and the role of motherhood.
Exactly.
And the role of a wife and the role of a daughter, right? In this present age, in this present age where we are faced with this kind of, you know, Western onslaught on what a woman should be, what a woman can be, can't be, right? This is such a refreshing and perspective, again, on women, the Islamic perspective of women and their pivotal role, their integral role in all these different matters.
You know, the best act of ziyarah, they say when you go to ziyarah Hazrat Abbas, is when you go to the shrine of Hazrat Abbas, turn towards the grave of his mother and recite the ziyarah of the mother. Of Umm al-Banin.
Subhanallah. Yes.
And I just want to talk about these three phrases in the ziyarah of Umm al-Banin. We say, first of all, Ashhadu Allah wa Rasulahu annaka jahadta fi sabilillah. So in the beginning, we say, I bear witness to Allah and His Messenger that you did jihad, you sacrificed yourself in the cause of Allah, in the path of Allah.
Right.
And the next phrase, we say, how? How did she did jihad? How did she sacrifice herself? He says, "Ezahiyat be'auladike dun al-Husayn," that you gifted, you sacrifice your children for the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And what and the next phrase explains what characteristic and what attribute she acquired in order to do so. He said, "Wa'abatta Allah mukhlisatan lahu ad-din bibala." That you perform the service of Allah with complete sincerity by being under the guardianship of the Imam of Ma'sum.
Right.
So if you look at it, because of her basic obedience towards the Imam of the time, she sacrificed her children, and that's what make her to become a holy lady, to become a mukhlis, a pure and sincere servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And this devotion of hers, this personality of hers,
is transmitted
to Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas.
Exactly.
And he too then shows this in a magnificent way.
In
the end when we see in Karbala.
So basically, what I want to say here as a conclusion, Sayyid, is that if a mother of house, she is devoted to the wali of the time and raise the children in order to become the protector of Ahlul Bayt sanctuary, that's when we're going to get many people resembling to Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam.
Right.
A like of Suleimani.
Right.
Someone, I heard a beautiful phrase, no one gets the chance to become martyred like Hadaz the Abbas, to give hand away to be the body be demolished for the cause of Imam, except that they are among the protector of Ahlul Bayt sanctuaries.
Yes.
And like Soleimani, Shahid Soleimani, he was describing right now in today's words, this Ahlul Bayt sanctuaries is Islamic Republic of Iran. Right. And he basically show us how you could be the Abbas of your time. How you could be a martyr like the real protector of the Ahlul Bayt sanctuaries.
Right.
And this is the conclusion I want to say, Sayyid.
Jazakallah khair. You know, Sayyid Babani, thank you. I want to thank you at least for taking time out from your busy schedule coming in and enlightening us and with these beautiful words and these statements. And again, congratulations to you. On this auspicious occasion, and congratulations to all the viewers on the auspicious birth of Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam, this esteemed role model for all of us when it comes to courage and devotion and piety and protecting and defending the sanctuaries of Islam. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wherever you are.